Now, the latest showbiz news.
From Australia to Hollywood.
With Jaden Forster.
A very good morning to you, Jaden. I've got a little bit of audio for you. Hello, you there, Jaden?
Yes, I'm here. Go ahead.
Okay, beautiful. Yeah, here we go.
Everybody needs good neighbors.
Oh, it's so sad, Jaden. It's so sad.
Oh, it is indeed. Everybody would have had the tissues out last night after 37 years. The show that was Neighbours has drawn to a close last night. And to be honest with you, I'm not somebody who really watches Neighbours religiously on a regular basis. I was always a home and away watcher up till about, I don't know, 7 years or so ago. But look, even I tuned in last night to see how they wrapped it all up, and I thought they did a spectacular job. Minor spoiler alert here for anybody who hasn't seen that final episode yet. Right from the outset, the intro featuring all of those great old title cards was just fantastic. How have they changed since the start of Neighbours back then? And people got the answers to a lot of questions that they'd been longing for, like whether or not Sam was Mike, Guy Pearce's actual daughter, and what were Izzy's motivations for her thing with the Kennedy's son. And there were some great flashbacks to some favourite moments that was done in a really, really creative way. And adding to the 38 weddings that they had over those 37 years, there was a 39th wedding in front of the pizza shop. Yeah, 39th wedding in front of the pizza shop that amazingly actually went off without a hitch. And of course, you know, Kylie and Jason, they returned to the show and we got to hear that famous song of theirs one more time. But it all ended in a very simple way with the overarching message of how special the show and how special Ramsay Street was. And it is to so many people who'll be sad to see it gone today.
So true, so true. Look, we'll move on from Neighbours. 37 years. Look, seriously, I don't know what you can say about 37 years. In fact, before we move on, I figure they probably need this, really. Probably need a round of applause after 37 years, Jaden.
That's right, indeed. Well done.
Look, Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, set for round two, really?
Yeah, this news came through just after we spoke last week because she's filed an appeal now over the verdict in that case. Essentially, the reason for it is she says that the court made some errors that more or less resulted in things not ending up in her favour. And he has actually filed an appeal as well over the $2 million that she was awarded for her counterclaim. So they are now both going back to court. We don't have a timeline on when that actually might be happening. But I tell you what, if she's not getting this pro bono, I would very much like to know how she's actually filing an appeal, given that, you know, she's made no secret of the fact that she's got no money. So it'd be very interesting to see what plays out in that space. And of course, no doubt we'll be watching the case all over again and talking about it in due course.
Actors and actresses, they're always much better in front of the camera instead of in front of the judge, aren't they?
Well, yeah, and unfortunately in her case and his case, they ended up in front of the camera and in front of a judge at the same time, but it made for quite dramatic viewing for everybody outside of that courtroom.
Now, look, let's move on to something that's going to put a smile on my face, which is Kath and Kim. This project, what is this? There's a bit of a secret project.
Yeah, I told you last week that I sort of didn't think it would be a new episode. It was very much sounding like it would be a reunion, sort of like what they did with Friends. And it's essentially that. It's basically a clip show for free-to-air TV. It's going to be on Channel 7 along the lines of sort of what we'd be familiar with from sort of 20 to 1, featuring a wide range of celebrities coming in and reflecting on their memories of the show and their favourite moments and whatnot. The cast have actually shot about 10 minutes of new content, not actually like scripted content, but content for this special. So, you know, it's not all entirely other people saying things about them. Not exactly what people were hoping for, but it's still something to celebrate the show's 20th anniversary, which is coming up anyway.
It does make me question. You know, you said that's unscripted. Well, it did actually make me watching, like I always thought watching Kath and Kim, that I wonder how much this goes off script.
Well, yeah, possibly. I mean, I guess they did have sort of a right to ad-lib and what have you, and quite frankly, all of the cast that were involved in that show were perfectly capable of doing that. So, yeah, it would be very interesting to sit down with them and find out how much of it was scripted and how much of it was just ad-libbing.
Might be a bit of a surprise. Jaden, look, thank you for your time, as always. We'll catch up again next week.
Pleasure. Thank you, Dave.